This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And joining us now is Ian Milchrist, who's a reporter for KNPR at a polling station in Palo Verde High School in Nevada, in Las Vegas. Right, Ian?
That's right. On the west side of town.
So what's going on at your polling station?
Well, I've watched them boot up the voting machines. There's about 40 people online for when the polls open in a few minutes. And that's about all that's happening. Everybody's confident that I've spoken to from the elections department that things are going to work, but these are longer lines than they're used to seeing this early in the morning.
And on one of the cable channels, I'm seeing lines around the building at a couple of precincts there in Nevada. Why do you think Nevada is in play this time around? Has the economy had a real impact in the campaign in these late months?
Well, it has, in the sense that it's brought some more voters to Barack Obama, but the margin in some ways is still narrower than you might expect, given that we've had such a bad economy. I mean, the tourist industry has had a really bad fall off, and construction has disappeared. Unemployment zipped up a couple of points in 6 months, but that still doesn't seem to have brought all the voters that you would expect from that over to Obama.
Although the polling does seem to show Obama solidly ahead, it ranges from 4% up in some polls to 10% up. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it's partly that a lot of people were slow to come to Obama, and it seems to me it's a bit like Reagan in 1980, that people were leaning to Obama but then just took a long time to decide, because those polls really did only crystallize a week or so ago.
And, you know, Nevada has the highest foreclosure rate in the nation for the last 20 months. It's considered to be something of a ground zero for the subprime mortgage crisis. That, coupled with the fall off in tourism, is that solidly placed at the Republicans' feet?
So I think the it depends who you talk to. And I talked to some Republicans here online before we talked, and they seem to think that it was greed and that the Democrats had manipulated Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But, of course, I think a lot of Democrats and independents seem to think that there's economic mismanagement and too much boom and not enough regulation. And that's what they seem to be saying this morning when they're online to vote.
Does this crystallization and some of the surprises you've alluded to mean that from here on out, candidates will be campaigning differently, in a different way, looking at the state strategically with a different sort of calculation than they ever have before?
Probably they will need to think more about the way things work in the North and the South. I mean, the interesting thing about the Obama campaign is that most of the Democrats came to Las Vegas and simply operated there. He had a completely different strategy, which has made Washoe County, the county around Reno, much more Democratic. And he's even been out in Elko, where there's a mining boom. So obviously he needed a different strategy there than he would down here, where the economy is as bad as it's been in the last 25 years.
Huh. Ian, what's the weather like there? I know it's pretty touch and go in Nevada, always the weather.
Well, it looks like another sunny day. There's been a bit of breeze overnight.
But, oh, no. You're kidding. A sunny day in Las Vegas.
That's about what it looks like.
All right. One of our reporters from member stations around the country, Ian Milchrist, is a reporter for KNPR at a polling station in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.